Open your Bibles with me to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Last Sunday, we looked at the Great Commission that I shared with you is recorded in all the Gospels, but we looked at it in Matthew. And Matthew, especially in verses 18 through 20 of Matthew chapter 28, talks about all of us being involved in all of this assignment called the Great Commission. We're to go to all nations. We're to teach them all things that Jesus has taught us. And Jesus said, I will be with you always when you are endeavoring to do that assignment. But not only is the Great Commission found in the book, in the four Gospels, it is also found in the book of Acts. Luke records the account where Jesus comes outside of Jerusalem and he gives a final word to his followers, and then he is going to ascend into heaven. So these actually are the final words that Jesus spoke before he returned to the Father in the ascension. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you, talking to all of his followers, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now, all of us have thought about the concentric circles of the Great Commission. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the end of the earth. But when you think about the end of the earth, what do you think about? If you had been the Apostle Paul, he thought about Spain. In fact, when he writes the book of Romans, as he comes toward the conclusion in chapter 15, Paul says that he is going to journey west toward Rome. He'll spend some time with this on his way to Spain. Why do you think Paul wanted to go to Spain? Well, historically, there could be many explanations. Many people said that in Spain is where the education and the training for all of the Roman leadership came from. Perhaps he wanted to influence those that would influence others. But I think there's a more simple and common sense answer as to why Paul wanted to go to Spain. In Paul's mind, Spain was the end of the earth. He wanted to fulfill the Great Commission. When I was quite young and looking at this commission, I was overwhelmed to realize the assignment. And I remember the first time it dawned on me, how would you ever go to the ends of the earth? How can I as one person do that? And I thought about the fact of what an amazing challenge it would be even to go outside of our own country, much less around the whole world, and to try to go to every place in the whole world, to the end of the earth. And obviously, one person could never do all of that. I soon became very thankful to be a part of a group called Southern Baptist. There are two things that stand out distinctly about Southern Baptist. It is our commitment to the Bible, the Word of God. And secondly, it is our commitment to the Great Commission. Our missionary efforts literally go around the world. In fact, today, the Lord's Day, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ will be preached completely around the world by Southern Baptist missionaries. Now, the flags that you saw march through this morning, we always do that on the beginning of our week of prayer for international missions. And in your bulletin today, you'll find an insert that will be your prayer guide for this week. If you start today and read day one, next Sunday, you'll conclude with day eight. You will have spent a week that'll take you literally around the world. But how wonderful it is that we can rejoice in more than 3,500 full-time missionaries giving their lives, many of them very sacrificially, to assignments where many of them cannot even be named and the country they're in cannot be named. Now, what you saw this morning was only about two-thirds of the countries in which we have a mission force. But it occurred to me that even to talk about countries is not sufficient. If we were to go to every country in the world, would that take us to the end of the world? Years ago, when I was young, that was the mission strategy. And so to be able to say we have missionaries in about 125 countries is a wonderful statement, because there's about 180 countries in the world. And yet I am sad to tell you that even if we put a person or a missionary team in every country, we still haven't gone to the end of the earth because of this understanding that we now have. People groups are not distinguished just by the boundaries of countries. They are distinguished by language and dialect and ethnicity and culture. And so there are pockets of people groups that are multitudes in number found in individual countries. India is the prime example. India has almost 2,500 people groups in that one nation. Now, what does that mean? That means that you go, it would be like if you went almost from city to city in our country, and every city is a different dialect, a different language, a different culture, different ideas about all kinds of things. It's like different worlds. And so you can't just step into a country and present the gospel and say you've given the gospel to these people, because the people are so very, very different. Now, through technological studies, it is estimated conservatively that there are 13,000 people groups identified in the world that we live in. Only about half of those people groups really have a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our International Mission Board measures our presence by saying a people group or an identity group has some significant witness if at least 2% of that group is known to be Christian. But you see, half of those groups don't even have, many of them, anyone that is a Christian. I am happy to tell you that as we retool our mission force, and by that I mean every year certain numbers of missionaries retire, and some due to health reasons and other feelings come home, and we send out about 400 new missionaries every year. All of those missionaries are assigned to groups that have less than a 2% witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why so often we cannot name their names. That's why in this morning's missionary moment that you'll hear in a few moments, we can't name the country where they serve. Because many of these places are closed to mission work. And so our missionaries go with all kinds of assignments tagged over their name, but their main assignment is to share the gospel, to disciple people, to build churches, and to further the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you statistically averaged it out, our 3,500 missionaries were responsible for reaching about 30 new believers each last year. Over 100,000 have come to know Christ around the world, but that's only the beginning of the assignment. Not only must they be saved and baptized, they must be discipled and trained, and then what we call, from an international standpoint, churches must be established. Last year, our mission force established 12,000 new churches. Now, when I tell you they are churches, if we brought them and looked at them individually, to us, they would look like a Sunday school department. It's a small group of people, because most of these churches have to meet in a household. They have no public meeting place. But every one of these small house churches have a heart not only to follow the Lord and live for the Lord, but to establish more churches. And so even when there's only a few of them, they're beginning the process of starting another house church right down the road, and another and another. And that's how that multiplication happens. In fact, it looks a lot like the original book of Acts. The gospel just moved down lines of relationship that already existed. And do you understand that if this people group is reached, they're the best ones ready to reach the next people group right beside them. They may not speak exactly the same language, but it would be like communicating with someone in South Louisiana. They speak English, it just doesn't sound like it to us. And they can communicate, you see. So that's the process, that is the strategy. This week we will have the opportunity to pray, and all of our missionaries would tell you that's the most important thing. God opens the doors. God convicts the heart. God brings salvation. But I would tell you the second most important thing we can do is bring a generous and extraordinary offering to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Every week when you give to our church, a certain percentage of that money, in fact 18%, goes to the cooperative program. That supports work in Oklahoma. It goes forward and supports the international mission work, the North American mission work, all of our seminaries. But when it comes to the International Mission Board's money, half, more than half of it comes from this one offering. And our missionaries are able to stay on the field and do their work 365 days a year because we provide for them. And so as I've told you on many occasions, I will bring my offering to Lottie Moon as my offering to Jesus. After all, it is his birthday. Shouldn't he get a birthday gift? Shouldn't he get a gift from you? You get gifts for everybody else. Why not get a gift for Jesus? Let this be the largest gift you give to anyone, because I don't know of anything you can give to that will produce eternal results like the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we not only prayed this week intensely, but we came to give above and beyond that which we think we can really do? To give a sacrificial gift, an extraordinary gift. And next Sunday we reach the goal that is set before us of $125,000. You know, the goal is not the most significant thing. Pleasing God is what really matters. And if we really pleased God, probably we would give far beyond that monetary goal. But it's between you and God. You get with God. You let God look at what He's placed in your hands. And you say this very faith-bound question that many of us have never said: God, what do you want me to do about this offering? Let God decide. And I promise you two things. God will ask more than you think you can give, because He always asks us to live in faith. But He will give you back more than you can imagine, because He will bless you as you obey Him and follow Him. Let's pray together.